Hello, welcome to the American German Cross-Cultural Podcast. My name is Patrick Schmidt, Seminar Director at the American German Cross-Cultural Consulting Group. For this podcast, I wish to talk about why it is important to become interculturally sensitive when working in a U.S.-German joint venture. In the intercultural seminars I conduct, I often begin by asking my participants the following question. Is this seminar really necessary? I pose this question in all sincerity because many participants are skeptical about the usefulness of an American-German intercultural training course. They'll say, look, we fully understand the need for an intercultural training in American-Chinese relations or German-Japanese relations. There, the differences are obvious. But are there such big differences between Americans and Germans to justify spending 2 days of our time in a seminar? Once, when I was trying to demonstrate the advantages of intercultural training, a highly intelligent German executive told me point blank that a U.S.-German intercultural seminar was an absolute waste of time and thought I was making a mountain out of a molehill. He had been to the U.S. many times and pointed out that Germans had many of the same cultural characteristics as the Americans in the business world. He argued that both countries had a strong Anglo-Saxon background and tended to view most things in a direct monochronic manner. Monochronic meaning doing one thing at a time. The two cultures placed a high value on being punctual, direct, and honest. Both were future-oriented, competitive, and practical. And many Germans, especially those in management positions, spoke English well, if not extremely well. After listing these attributes, he asked a simple question. What is so difficult about communicating with the Americans when we, the Germans, can speak their language and share many of the same values? This executive had fallen prey to the most typical mistake in U.S.-German business relations, the trap of similarity. American and German cultures look so similar on the surface that we assume both sides expect the other side to think and behave almost identically. But underneath that surface of similarity lie many subtle and important differences. The effect of these differences is all the more damaging because they are not expected. If a person or group is not made aware of the different values and assumptions in the other culture, experience after experience shows that misunderstandings are guaranteed. Let me give you two examples to make my point. Little over 25 years ago, Volkswagen decided to build a car plant in the state of Pennsylvania to assemble their highly successful Golf, or as it was called in the U.S., the Rabbit. Now, after 4 years of production, Volkswagen had to close the entire plant because the U.S. consumer didn't want to buy the American-built Rabbit anymore. It was perceived as being of poor quality, a fact confirmed by comparative tests. The consumer said they only wanted the German-built version. The investigation done after the closure made it clear that the Volkswagen management had naively and falsely assumed that the American worker would be just as quality conscious and well-trained as the German worker. Unfortunately, this was not the case. It was a classic example of projecting your own cultural values onto others. Because the Volkswagen management hadn't done their intercultural homework, their transplant in Pennsylvania became a huge financial fiasco, forcing Volkswagen to take a loss of almost $1 billion when they closed down their American operations. But Germans are not the only ones that make intercultural faux pas. Manager Magazine in Germany published a long article entitled Walmart's Billion Euro Fiasco in Germany. And the subtitle was An Intercultural Case Study on How Not to Enter a Foreign Market. Essentially, the journalist reported that the management at Walmart entered the German market with a mixture of arrogance and ignorance. Walmart believed one could just apply the formula that worked so well on the North American continent. The company sent over managers who had absolutely no notion of running a foreign company. They were essentially interculturally naive, having no knowledge of the German language, the German market, and the German culture. What they did possess, however, was unrealistic American optimism. Operating in a time-is-money mode, these managers bought a chain store called Intersperre Häuser, hoping to quickly create economies of scales. Because they didn't have a real feeling for German ways, they didn't realize they paid way too much for the German stores. But that wasn't their biggest mistake. They strictly applied their American methods without considering cultural differences, and this resulted in low morale and indifference among the employees and the customers. In their conclusion, Manager Magazine wrote that during the first 4 years in Germany, Walmart had accumulated an unbelievable 1 billion euro loss. And in their ninth year of existence, Walmart decided to throw in the towel and pulled out of Germany. The point I wish to make is that when no intercultural training is done, fatal and expensive conflicts can occur. The lesson we can learn from these examples I've just given is that cultural misunderstandings are due to the ageless human tendency to interpret foreign behavior in terms of our own cultural experience. In other words, we unconsciously project our values onto the others and are perplexed when the other person doesn't understand us. So the main focus of any good intercultural seminar is to raise your understanding and cultural perceptions of foreign behavior. How would you go about doing this? Ironically, the basis for any overseas adaptation is not so much learning about the new culture as it is to acquiring a better understanding of your own cultural background. It's really logical when you think it through. Try to remember the first time when you arrived in a foreign country. What was it like? What were your initial reactions? It was a realization that your work habits, your leisure habits, your taste in food, even your outlook on life continue to be dependent on values learned in your childhood. In other words, you were being influenced by the cultural baggage that you were carrying with you. And this is the premise of an American-German intercultural course, or any cross-cultural training for that matter. Understanding your culture and your own mental software is a prerequisite to understanding other people's ways and habits. Now, this is not a new revelation. 3,000 years ago, the Chinese developed a proverb that said, quote, "Who understands others as well as oneself will be granted success in 1,000 encounters," end of quote. You could say that the Chinese were the first to understand the need for intercultural sensitivity in world commerce. Going to another field, think about how a psychiatrist or a clinical psychologist is trained. These people must first undergo psychoanalysis for 2 or 3 years before they're allowed to work on patients. They too have to become acutely aware of their own cultural baggage. Otherwise, through unconscious projections, they risk making false diagnoses. I hope with this small talk on the need for intercultural sensitivity, it will motivate you to seriously consider taking part in an American-German intercultural seminar. To conclude, I'd like to cite a quotation from Edward Hall, an American anthropologist and considered the godfather of modern intercultural studies. He states, quote, "Culture hides more than it reveals, and strangely enough, what it hides most effectively from its own participants. Years of studies have convinced me that the real job is not to understand foreign culture, but to understand our own." End of quote. I thank you for your attention. Sponsored by the American-German Cross-Cultural Consulting Group, www.agcc.be.